Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Welcome to the eMind Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. I have an incredible student here that I've been able to get to know this past semester. He's super courageous and he's an action taker. So I want to set him up by saying that very few people are being honest about where they're at with addiction, where they're at with struggle. And Sam is one of these people who said, you know what, I don't want to just take my past story and hide it. I'm willing to be open about it to help other people. So welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Hey, and you are in the dorm. You are making it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm currently in the lounge of Brock Hall right now.
That's cool. Did you tell everyone not to bug you, or they're just being respectful?
I just locked the door. So hopefully there's nothing happens.
We might get somebody to pound down, right? Yeah. Hey, you already got people. You already got guests here. You got somebody on LinkedIn watching, and this is great. So here's the point, Sam. You came to my office, and you basically said, hey, I got this idea. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what the idea is, and then we'll take people on the journey of what's happened recently.
Yeah, so the idea is that it's a clothing brand that is – against addiction. We do that by we want the point of the clothing brand is we want to build a community of people who encourage and push each other to break free from their addictions. That's why we named it Break Free.
I love it. I'm gonna get us on Instagram too here, because I know we got you're on Instagram.
Yeah,
but you went live at the pitch. The pitch is a student competition where people are able to share their idea. And I'll never forget back on, I think it was September 15th, that you stood in front of your peers and said, hey, I used to be addicted to pornography and I want to help other people that are also struggling with addiction. The whole place started clapping about your honesty. How did that feel for you and your friend?
It felt good. I mean, you know, I wanted to, the honesty was partly for, to help people, who are going through similar things to me, but it was also partially for me. Cause like once I stand up there and I tell everybody like, hey, you know, this is something I used to struggle with, I'm clean, you know, it kind of puts me in a, it makes it harder for me to go back to that, fall back into those habits, when, you know, a lot of my fellow students know. So
let's talk about the clothing brand itself. So I'm going to show people your Instagram. Okay. And I think that, amazing. This is your buddy, by the way. Talk about how it is to have somebody walk with you in the journey.
Yeah, I mean, it's vital to this journey. Without my buddy Josh there, I would have probably never broken free. I would still be addicted to porn right now. But it's because I built up the courage to share with him where I was, and he has helped keep me accountable, you know, consistently for the past three to four months. So I'm extremely thankful for him.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the shirts. I know you have different types of shirts. What do you hope happens with these shirts? Is it just a clothing brand? Is it bigger than a brand? What are some thoughts?
Yeah, so there's a couple things with the shirts. One is the community aspect of it. I want it to be something where, as we grow, people can, they'll see the shirts. They'll see that like, oh, you're wearing the same shirt I have. They'll know that this is something that you overcame addiction. So build community that way. And also we're working to allow people to, and like the, each shirt is a date of breaking free. Right now it's my date of breaking free, but I want to make it so that people can put their own date on there. And that just further incentivizes people to keep, you know, going and to not go back into those habits, because, you know, you put money on a date and as soon as you break that, streak, it invalidates the shirts. So that was actually the original idea I had for the clothing brand, was to make it so that each shirt has a custom date of breaking free for each person. Awesome. That idea has evolved as I've started this brand, this business, just figuring out what's possible, what's not. But it's looking like very soon we'll have that option for people.
That's fantastic. How was the pitch process? Because here we're talking about Cedarville. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how it supports young entrepreneurs. The competition prepared, you know, a bunch of people. Six were chosen as finalists. Out of those six, a few got prizes. I think your team was one of the people who got prize.
Yeah.
How did the process prepare you? Because, you know, people are watching this realizing, hey, I might be an entrepreneur. Maybe I struggle with something different than Sam, but how could I turn that into a product or service that solves a problem for other people? How did the pitch process prepare you?
I think it prepared me in a way, like, if I had to put into words what the business was, and I had to be able to explain it best. So it helped. It helped a lot with making our message more concise, easier to understand. It was just a great experience being able to work with Josh on this. On the pitch.
Yeah. That's fantastic. What made you choose Cedarville? What were some things that got you excited about that?
Well, first of all, I have tons of family and friends that have attended here in the past. I believe I'm a third generation student at Cedarville. And there were other schools I was looking at, like Georgia, Florida State, Liberty, Ohio State. But the thing with those secular schools is that it's super easy to go down the wrong path. So that's really was the main deciding factor. Also, I knew I would get a good biblical education, get a Bible minor here at Cedarville. So I figured it'd be beneficial to come here. I'd be around good influences, and the professors really care about you. Obviously, Carrie's having me on his podcast, so I appreciate that.
Well, I'm just happy to spread the word. Yeah, I know we drew out on my dry erase board a couple weeks ago a plan to create traffic and lead generation and awareness about this amazing brand and mission. What are some thoughts on that? Have you taken some action? Are you meeting with Josh on this? What's next for Break Free?
Yeah. So, actually just today I ordered our next set of samples for our new line. Got pushed back. I was hoping to have it out sooner. Okay. Got pushed back due to a couple reasons, but we finally have the samples ordered. They're heading to Josh, who is the model for all of the clothes.
Yeah.
So Lord willing, maybe end of next week, this next line will drop. We also, as far as the plan goes, we're testing out samples with sticker packs, which I'm really excited about.
Yes.
As soon as those are ready and they're as good as I want them to be, they'll be included in every order, which will be cool.
Yeah. That's great. What do you hope? I know we talked about some like Freedom Friday or something like that. What do you hope happens from this brand?
Yeah. So Freedom Fridays is we want to highlight people who have broken free from their addictions. And really that is like one of the main goals with this brand as far as community building. being able to not only praise people for breaking free and showing them, you know, showing people that it is possible, but also, like, you know, we have, you can, it's something where people can get together and
I love it.
Community that is really not, there's not much like that, because it's something that people feel shameful about, which right. I don't think they shouldn't. It's sin like anything else. So really want to show people that we're stronger together.
So one of my buddies, Travis here, who is a great author, wrote a book called We Are Fireflies, but he wants to know where people can get this. And I'm going to drop in the link. Breakfreeapparel.co. Is this true?
Yes.
Interesting. So we're going to get that. We're going to start sharing that right now. What is this picture about? And talk to me.
Yeah. So that's my buddy Terry, who actually helped at the pitch. He was one of the three models we had, live models we had. And that was a couple weeks ago. We spray painted the rock here at Cedarville with our Instagram. So I figured that'd be a cool to put front page.
That's so good. And then talk to us about some of the shirts. What's he doing? Is that a Bible? That's almost like it's almost like edgy these days.
Yeah.
For some people.
Yeah. I mean, we're honestly with the designs we've been doing, the nothing that we've had samples of yet, but some of the designs we've put out or we've shared with each other, Josh and I, have been getting edgier. So
yeah,
it might be the path that we go down, because I think that boldness is something that people can appreciate, especially when they've been in the position we were in.
Here you are at that pitch. Mm-hmm. How scary was that? I mean, I can't imagine standing up in front of, you know, 600, 700 of your peers and putting yourself out there at a pitch. We'll get to your manifesto here and story in a moment, but talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. As like the days building up to that, I was so nervous. I lost so much sleep the night before. But once I was finally there, all the fear just kind of went away. It was a strange feeling, but I'm thankful for it. Once I was up there, you know, looking back on it, I did sound nervous, but really I didn't feel it. It was weird, but I'm thankful.
How important is the Holy Spirit? You know, you talked about Josh encouraging you. How important was your faith with God in this?
Yeah, I mean, I want to give credit to Josh, but all credit should go to Christ. I mean, he was the one that gave me the courage to initially share that. I mean, without Christ, I would be nothing. I'd still be in those old habits.
Can you read the manifesto? I know we met and we talked about, like, hey, could you reduce this amazing mission into a few words? Can you talk about that and let us know what the whole manifesto is?
Yeah. So breaking free from addictions leads to a better life. We know what it's like to be addicted, imprisoned by our desires. Our hope is that by wearing our clothing or following our page, we give you the belief to break free and live better. This is more than a brand. It's a community, a collective of individuals pushing each other to be better. We aren't in it for the profits or publicity. As we help humanity, we help ourselves, because we're all connected. Every single soul is capable of breaking free.
Yeah. So what do you hope people do when they read this?
I mean, I hope it encourages them. I hope that reading that, they can really get the message of our brand. You know,
I'd say
the biggest components of our brand are the community. That's really it. That's the goal. Obviously, we want to sell shirts, but our why is to build that community, because it's something that Josh and I didn't have. So we want to give that to people so that they can get through this easier.
I know we got something called Q School starting, and Q School is an attempt of me to help other people, because, you know, lots of people are asking for help to start their businesses, and I don't have, you know, the ability to meet with everybody all day long. But there's this cool group that's basically gathering together, and we'll show them the flyer here. What are you excited about regarding Q School?
I'm excited to learn from you. I'm more intrigued, like becoming a Amazon published author is something that sounds really cool. I have a lot of ideas that could regard that. I don't know what it looks like, but that's, you know, and then forming an LLC, is something that I haven't done yet, been pushing it off, but I think it's important. So I'm excited. Bummed that I can't come for the full time since I got class at 4, but
all right.
Time that I can come, I'm pumped.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're putting the link in. Anybody can go. So even if you are not a Cedarville student, you can tune in. And your story will shine a light for many. Travis says, I'll be the first to buy your book. So you're gonna put that manifesto on on Amazon.
Yeah.
There you go. You got your first sale. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. His name's Travis. He's a really cool guy. So just to wrap things up then, Sam, what do you think, why be an entrepreneur today? I know that, you know, there's people that could be a lot of different things. I believe everyone needs to think like an entrepreneur. You, of course, come to our digital marketing class where it's, man, that's my favorite class to teach all you guys all this cool marketing stuff. But
awesome class.
Yeah. What do you think? Why be an entrepreneur today? Like, can you be a Christian and be an entrepreneur? Do you have a...
Yeah. I honestly think being an entrepreneur is a reflection of God. God's the ultimate creator. And entrepreneurship is just creating something new from the ideas you have. So I think you can be a Christian and an entrepreneur. And I think it benefits you when you're a Christian entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, Sam, what would you like to tell somebody who right now is listening to this, or they know somebody, then they think, oh my gosh, by the way, I had an addiction to self-injury. So, you know, I don't want to wake up and be like, hey, you know, I hate myself, or, you know, I want to punish myself for not being perfect. But in my teens and even young 20s, that was something that I could not say no to. And I feel like, you know, sometimes people look at addiction, they're like, just stop. What's your problem? Just stop. Like, put down the bottle, put down the drugs, put down the porn, put down the knife. Mm-hmm. But, or put down, you know, let's even go gossip, or put down the sugar. You know, like, when you're an addict, when you struggle with addiction, you can't say no. So what would you say is, I don't know, like, what would you say to someone who's like given up hope today and they're not sure if they can say no ever?
I mean, I can't stress this enough. The community is what's most important. It's honestly, it was scarier telling Josh that first time than it was telling, you know, 500 people up on stage.
Yeah, interesting.
About it. But, you know, if you can get past that, it'll change your life. Telling people about it, because most people want to help you. You know, they don't want to, if they're your friend or family, they don't want to see you struggling. So I'd say just try and get it out there as best you can.
So good. Folks, I'm going to put in the Instagram again one more time. This is somebody in our community that we need to step up and spread the word, because again, how old are you?
I'm 18.
I don't know many 18-year-olds who have started a business based upon their past struggle, which many people are even scared to talk about. And I think we need to follow them. I think we need to reshare it. Your Instagram's kind of unique. Just give us 1 minute on what do you going for, man, with this Instagram? I know it's different than most people's.
Yeah. Yeah. So, at first glance, it looks random, and it is. But it's what you'd call a mood board or an archives page. It's a bunch of posts about past events or the inspirational quotes. It's just meant to inspire people, encourage people, both in their struggles with addiction, but also, creatively. I think that's something I'm super passionate about is creativity. So
Yeah,
that's really what we're going for.
I thought I looked at this one the other day. I thought that was really interesting. Here's a guy who goes to stadiums, and he purposely wants to sit, against in places that you can't see the game.
Yeah.
What inspired you to post that picture?
I mean, really, it's just whenever Josh and I see something and we think that's interesting or that's cool, we put it up there.
Gotcha.
Post 5, 6 times a day. So.
Wow. Well, I love the creativity. I love that you're channeling the vision. I love Cedarville. I think it's awesome that you could. I had nothing to do with the judging. In fact, I was told I couldn't judge. So, out of all these people who had pitches, the judges decided to pick you as a finalist and then as one of the prize winners. So I think that says a lot. But Sam, glad you're in the digital marketing class. Glad you're not letting the enemy take you down, and that you are building a community around victory.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. Take care, everybody. Go get a shirt and make it happen. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.